Becky, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, no worries.
Early as well.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. It's all good.
Because we just wanted to ask you too. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to float the idea by you of, you know, in the event that Edo were to leave, you know, maybe you would be a good replacement.
Yeah, because I'm like pretty good at, like I'm quite like quick and
Yeah, exactly.
All got pretty good comedic chemistry and stuff. Yeah, but I do feel bad because Edo's been so.
Edo!
Hey. You're early.
Edo!
What time are we starting?
We all just got here a bit early by accident.
My bus was running early.
Yeah.
So what you've got? What's going on?
No, nothing. We were just having a chat. We were just talking about the Holocaust.
Because I was just like opening the door and I heard Becky like kind of talking like, oh,
no,
if you were in something about you're in the podcast.
No, we're not replacing you with Becky. So
no, anyway, we were talking about the atrocities of the Holocaust.
Holocaust.
I've got no intention. Like I didn't. I'm not leaving. Or
No.
I think we might have said something like, oh, if you're ever sick or something like.
Yeah. If you're ever sick.
Okay. So if I'm ever sick, I could be involved in who.
You and I are kind of similar. Mm. Like we're, you've said that before. Like we're friends. Yeah. So I think they're just like.
Except you're a younger version of me. Okay? And you're taking everything I've got.
This is The Grub.
You're listening to The Grub.
Welcome back. It's episode 19 for 2019.
Oh,
that's so good. 19. It's like we've finally gotten we're able to vote as a podcast. Shut up, Becky.
Shut up.
What? I'm here.
We haven't introduced you yet.
Oh, my God. Who are you, Roxy Dust?
We're having our pre-introduce the guest riff.
Yeah, we were riffing.
This riff goes for 2 hours and then we...
Welcome to The Grub.
Yeah, this is Becky.
Becky Lucas from the comedy scene. Mm-hmm. Everyone make her feel welcome. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. So good to be here. Yeah. Thank you for responding finally to my texts and emails and what have you.
Quite persistent.
Yeah.
I just really wanted to be on here.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think it's going to do for you career-wise?
Just like I just really want respect and I want to be seen to be mixing with the right people in comedy. And so this is going to be really exciting for me and I'm going to share it and I'm going to gram it and I'm going to, you know, do what I can to make sure people know that I've done The Grub.
Cool. Yeah, well, what's your do you listen to The Grub? Do you ever listen to it or?
Yeah. I love The Grub. It's my favorite podcast. Mm-hmm. I've listened to all episodes about 4 times.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite character?
They're all fat.
The fat one. All of mine are fat, actually. Yeah.
I think
even if you don't know that
they're fat.
There's a couple of fat ones going around.
This podcast actually identifies as fat.
Yeah, that's true. And kinky. Don't forget kinky.
Fat and kinky.
So you're in the safety house guide then.
The safety house guide. No, we didn't make it.
No,
into
I didn't
the
make
safety,
it in this year.
Safety house guide. Disappointing. I think probably because we didn't do a live show and
If we had done a live show, we would have got
in there. You can't be in the Safety House Guide as a podcast.
Mm. No.
Well, that's quite a sealed section.
Sealed section. Yeah.
That's a bit of a what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Oxymoron.
It's ableist.
Oh.
Some people can't.
Well, it's discrimination to not let podcasts in.
Yeah. The Safety House Guide is actually really problematic. Avoid at all costs.
Becky, you're wearing a skivvy. Walk us through that.
I just think I look really good in a skivvy because high neck.
Mm.
I don't know. I've always.
Did someone's.
Is that your tummy?
That's so embarrassing when that happens.
Mm.
I feel like it could have been my tummy, but I didn't feel anything. Normally, when you have a groan, you feel.
I don't know if it was. Maybe
you feel
it was
a
me.
Feeling.
It's sometimes. Yeah, sometimes you don't always feel a grumble in your tummy.
Mm.
Because often two people are lying there thinking how embarrassing for the other person.
Yeah.
And it's them.
Yeah.
There's three people lying there. Oh, no, two people.
Two people.
Okay.
Yeah. And often I'm thinking like, oh, like their tummy's rumbling, but they're thinking, oh, your tummy's rumbling.
Mm. Yeah. Is the tummy rumble embarrassing? It's not like a fart.
It's an internal fart. It's an internal fart because you tried to hold in a fart sometimes.
Yeah.
Not always, but sometimes. So you're like, this person.
Yeah, it's not a hungry rumble, but it is like the digestive tract. He's like, oh.
Yeah, right.
It's got something to say.
It's the precursor to a fart.
Yeah.
You should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's like fart pre-cum.
Yeah. that's the worst sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And I think we should get some merch and print that up on a shirt.
Fart pre-cum.
Also, I'm a pre-cum baby and I am. I am a pre-cum baby. It makes sense, surely.
Yeah.
But now you know me and now you know that. It makes sense, right?
What has that meant for you in your life?
I'm just always early. I'm always like there when I'm not wanted.
You should have been aborted.
I know.
All right. Speaking of things that should have been aborted, here's this.
Here at The Grub, we want to remember 9/11 and never forget. I remember when the towers fell.
I remember seeing it on the news at 1 a.m. and waking up my parents and I was scared. I didn't know what was going to happen. It was chaos.
I remember turning to my housemate and saying, is this the end of the world?
Oh, I missed 9/11. I was taking a shit.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, I just missed it. And so I don't understand the jokes. Because I missed.
No jokes.
Well, just the references and stuff. Like, I don't.
Like the Twin Towers.
That they fell, but I don't like when people. I don't quite like. I just missed the whole.
You were taking a shit, and you missed the whole 9/11.
And you didn't bother to maybe just like read. I mean, it was everywhere.
No, because I get really like I don't like to be on the back foot, so I just pretend things don't happen, and I just move on, and I just
so what about
eyes forward.
The Iraq War or Afghan?
I couldn't figure that out.
Were you taking a shit during the Iraq War?
I mean, I took some shits, but to be honest, I haven't really kept up with it.
So you took a big shit, and then the world went to shit, and you didn't really know what was going on.
No,
and you just pretended like you knew what was happening, and you've now been, you know.
Well,
so when they killed Osama bin Laden, you didn't really understand what was going on, or
really know.
And the World Trade Center, that being in place of where the two towers were,
even that is a blur. In my mind, I don't know. I guess I just said there's other stuff to focus on. Like there's things happening in Paris.
So you weren't taking a shit then?
That must have been some shit.
Shit, big old shit. Big shit in the toilet bowl. Yum, yum shit. We love to eat shit. We eat shit. This is The Grub.
So, Becky. Comedy festival's in full swing, and fucking hell.
What?
My phone's ringing.
Oh, shit.
It's Arnie Carroll.
She's
Arnie so Carroll. Funny.
AC.
She's not.
She is.
I'll just answer it. She won't stop calling. Hello.
Hello, Greg, darling. It's Arnie Carroll.
Yep, I know. It's a caller
it's
ID.
Arnie Carroll. Yep. Is that you? Is it Laugh?
Yes, it's me. I'm on the
what
podcast.
What are you doing, darling?
I'm recording the podcast with Ben, and we've got a special guest in
Ben.
As well.
Hello.
Hi, Auntie Carol.
How are you, darling?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you're a wonderful boy.
Oh,
listen,
stop
Ben,
it.
I am waiting in anticipation to come and see your show because, you know, I go down to the comedy festival when I can. I've been down there already, actually, darling.
Oh, really? What have you gone to see?
Well, I came and saw your show, Greg, actually.
Yep.
And thanks for nothing with the no free ticket. Can't you answer an email?
I didn't.
Is it above you now to answer an email from your Auntie Carol?
I mean, Carol.
There I am. I traipse down and it's bloody 5 degrees on a bloody tram. Then I have to go up about 18 flights of stairs into the box office. I said, hello, I'm Greg Larson's auntie. Can I have a free ticket, please? Oh, no, darling. They said, no, you'll have to pay like everyone else. I said, well, thanks a lot. Rub it in me bloody face.
First of all, I never saw the email. Second of all, there's not 18 stairs. There's a ramp to the box office.
Well,
and if you take the stairs, there's only 5 individual stairs.
Well, and look, Greg, to be honest with you,
I
don't know what you're talking about on stage, darling. Like, are you not well at the moment, or are you having a bad time? All this stuff, you know, my dog. Something about your dog.
Yeah, there's a bit about my dog in the show. It's a funny bit. It's a light-hearted bit about him brushing my dog's teeth. It's just a funny.
And then suddenly, communists or something. And I thought, I don't pay money to see this.
I'm not listening.
It's a bit of fun or something.
I'm not a.
You do say that you're a communist in your show.
And I just, you know, I'm not gonna do a song or something.
You say
and
that you're a Stalinist, basically, in the show.
That's a small part of the show.
I mean, it's satire. I get it.
Yeah. Look, I nearly just vomited my dinner down my front because I thought I was that ashamed. I think here's my nephew up there going on and on, an hour or two of it. And I thought, I'm that embarrassed. I'm just going to actually vomit my whole dinner. And I'd had a yum cha, and I'd had a yum cha during the day with my friend Diane, and then I'd gone out, and then on the way in, I'd had a Nando's. I thought, I'm going to throw both of these things up.
Well, I think we saw the evidence of that. There's a disabled toilet that was locked for quite some time, and quite a few people who needed to use it weren't able to use it. Yeah. And then when it was free, there was vomit everywhere. Was that you?
Well, bully for you. If they're going to have the heating up, then they'll get what they're given. I'll serve them up. I'll come down there and serve it up tonight as well. And as for that other girl that you sent me to, your friend or whatever she is, that nasty piece of work.
Yeah, Becky Lucas.
Yeah. I don't have to listen to that. I don't want to listen.
I'm actually here too, Andy Carroll.
Yeah, Becky Lucas is the special guest.
Listen up then, darling. Listen up. Had some advice from me. For starters, have a sandwich, please. You're about to drop dead. You're that thin. No one wants to look at a thin person up there carrying on and all this, my hair, this, and I'm obsessed with my hair. And have you seen my new hair? And is there?
I've never mentioned my hair. If that's something, that's obviously something that you're projecting because you're jealous of my hair.
No, darling. And then I just thought you were a nasty piece of work. You know, all your jokes are, this person, I don't like this and I don't like that. Why don't you do a song or something, love? Why don't you do a little, you know, get your ukulele or whatever you've got?
Well, thanks for coming. Thanks for your money. Thanks, Honey Carol.
Well, why don't you try and make people smile, the lot of you? I'm absolutely miserable since I came down there. I've been eating nonstop. I feel I'm sick again, and it's all down to that comedy bloody festival. I will come and see you, though, Ben, because you're just adorable, and everything you do sends a sparkle through the universe.
Thank you,
but
Carol.
But I've got an Uber Eats coming in.
Yeah, of course you do. Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Sorry about that, Becky.
That's all right. She's not my demographic.
Yeah.
And in fact, I don't really know why you sent her.
I didn't send her.
Oh, okay.
She said, who's this Becky Lucas? And I said, she's a friend of mine. She goes, well, I'll see about that.
Oh, God. And I don't know. She's diabolical.
She should go to Edo. She'd love Edo.
Yeah.
You reckon?
She would. I reckon she'd love it. Edo would love her. Yeah. I think, you know, Edo would love someone like Arnie Carroll in her audience.
Yeah, they are sort of similar.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, Edo.
Hey, Edo.
Hey, how's it going? So we were just talking about comedy stuff.
Yeah.
Different things. Anyway, we gotta go.
What were you doing?
I just took a shit.
This is your ABC.
Okay, guys, pitch meeting. We've got Landline. Janet, what did you want to pitch today?
You know, I was just thinking with April Fools, maybe we could do something a little bit silly, like having a bit of a joke. I thought Landline, you know, something about maybe farmers use hoverboards to feed cattle. I just thought, you know, Landline can be a bit dry.
That's really a good idea, Janet. I love what you're bringing to the table. I'm just sort of worried about maybe getting it opens us up for litigation. Maybe people.
You're talking about a false news story, Janet.
But it would just be silly. It would be something we just get footage and we'd have it. We're just a bit of fun, and I think people do enjoy that.
There's some precedent there. I mean, the BBC have done April Fool's jokes before,
and April Fool's. I mean, I guess it is a time where companies can
look. I'm just saying. I'm not closed off to the idea.
Okay.
I'm not closed off to it.
Yeah, it would be very easy.
I think it's fun to think of fresh new approaches.
Mm. It's fun to have fun sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and ABC, we're definitely about fun.
Yeah, you know? But yeah. We need to be...
It doesn't have to be a big deal. It could just be a little clip and just something, a bit of a cherry for people who are...
So you're saying an April Fool's joke story.
Yeah. Mm.
There is a form... I think for April Fool's Days.
As
a starting point. Mm. Have you completed the form?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you're definitely going to need to.
Well, we'll need that first. That's the first thing.
We need that initialed on every of the 9 pages. Mm-hmm. And we do that. We need
because that's got to go through legal. That's got to go up through
editorial policies.
Editorial. It's got
to
go
HR. We all need to have a look at it as well.
Okay, well, let's get it started because we've got to get it out today.
But let's just start with the idea. What would the idea be of this sort of false story?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. You know, we just have some footage of farmers and we say in a bold new move, the future is coming out to the west, out to Kilcoy.
We'd want to show a range of different farming practices because I don't, I wouldn't want to have a wheat farmer that's watching it, potentially organic. Say you've got an organic wheat farmer watching it, and we're doing stuff about cattle.
Yeah,
the farmer might also be vegetarian. You don't know.
Yeah, we need to. So we need can't to alienate I guess any farmers. We start we need to show there. A lot of different farmers.
Also, I grew up in the country, and it's like people have got a sense of humour. So
I think they'll get it. People but
you don't
triggered.
Know really.
You don't know.
You don't know what
don't
comes
know.
In.
We are in a bubble here, and we have to remember that real Australians have different lives to us.
But exactly, you're in a bubble, so you don't realize that people don't.
Yeah, but we understand that the bubble's here, and you don't understand that.
You don't understand that.
I'm just worried because people do get triggered over April Fool's. Some people can be sort of offended by jokes.
The word fool itself, in a way, is quite...
Mm. Yeah.
It's just punching
it's
down.
It's a problematic term.
Okay, so all right. So let's try and workshop it. So we've cut to 8 different farmers.
Yep, 8 different farmers.
Different backgrounds.
Different backgrounds. And maybe we're saying it's the future.
Yeah, if we can say this is an April Fool's... joke.
Well, no, because
just
at the start.
At the start, have a little
that.
Super.
Well,
just
for that, it's not a joke.
The only thing I wanted to mention though is as well, you've got the. Did you say hoverboards?
Yeah.
So you're saying that these farmers would be riding hoverboards.
Now these hoverboards exist.
Yeah, I mean they do, but it would be very easy. That it's just we saw some footage the other day. It's over in Ecuador. And these men are riding
It's just because it's just the thing is the farmers aren't riding hoverboards. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because do we have any factual basis for the farmers riding the hoverboards?
There is no facts. It's a joke.
I know. I understand it's a joke, of course. Yeah. Obviously, it's a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it needs to also be true.
But that it doesn't. That's not what a joke is.
Also, I don't want us to make fun of farmers.
Or Ecuador. The droughts. That's what alarmed me about that.
And also, these hoverboards, they sound dangerous. It sounds like a health and safety.
Mm. That really opens us up for litigation. Some people might try to make a hoverboard.
I think they get it, and I think everyone would have a chuckle, and I reckon we should do it.
Okay, I'm willing to move ahead under the conditions of this is not even a super.
Mm-hmm.
Screen goes to black.
Mm-hmm.
The following segment. As part of Landline today is an April Fool's joke.
As a part of April Fool's.
But then it's not a joke.
Well,
it's still a joke. People can still have fun with it. People can still have fun with it. They don't need it.
And people who don't want to at that point can say, I'm going to sit out for the next.
Yep,
and also I guess we say for the next 2 minutes 33 to give people that opportunity to say, no, I'm going to take a break
here. Sure. And I think that the joke, instead of saying it's farmers riding hoverboards, it should be farmers holding skateboards because we don't want them to ride. We don't want them to hurt themselves. And also we need to find farmers who legitimately do own skateboards. Surely some of them do.
And maybe we could just do it after the sort of credits roll.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think we run it on April Fool's Day because that is actually the biggest risk here.
Exactly.
Is that someone will get fooled on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
No.
We can put it on ABC2 at about like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Maybe
in
May. That May.
In May.
I'll see if
that,
there's
that
an opening May.
You know what, guys? Just don't worry about it.
No, I think no,
we're
the idea's good. The idea's good. And you've come up with a great thing. We're just having to modify it.
You've just taken all the humor.
No. It's still funny.
It's still very funny. They're holding skateboards. It says April Fool's Day.
I'm a lawyer. I know what funny is.
Yeah. I think.
I went to Sydney Uni.
I think we can safely say that this is a really good. good idea.
Yeah. Thanks.
And thanks so much, Janet. That's really, really helpful. We've got a great segment.
Great.
Cool.
1 month later.
The ABC would like to apologise for its airing of the prank story, Farmer Skateboarder. This was a prank and a joke, and we apologise profusely. We here at the ABC recognise the farmers do so much for our lands and our society. Thank you, and we're sorry.
The Grub remembers the day Donald Trump was elected. I remember I was sitting at home, absolutely not at all thinking that he would win the election. Didn't even occur to me that he might have an actual chance of winning, and I was shocked.
I remember watching the inauguration and thinking, is this real? Is this happening?
I remember the way women took to the streets after he was elected and stood up for women's rights and the realisation that our world had been torn apart.
Is Trump president? I was taking a massive shit.
You're just taking a big shit.
I missed that. I didn't.
You missed the whole election of Donald Trump.
What about now?
Happened in 2016.
Have you ever been wondering why Trump is
around? I just don't keep up with stuff.
So you've seen him on the TV, but you thought he must have been there in like his capacity as like the apprentice?
Yeah, I usually have the TV on mute. So it's just, but yeah, that's crazy.
Who did you think was president?
Oh, God, I didn't think about it. Like Al Gore or someone.
See, that's even...
That's an old reference.
That's a really old reference. Did you know Obama was president?
Yes.
You knew Obama, George W. Bush.
Yep.
So you weren't taking a shit during their presidencies?
No. I mean, I took little shits then, but every now and then I just take these massive ones and I just sort of zone out and I just lose myself.
I want to just really clarify, was the shit, did it take a year and a half to do? Or was it just that the shit was so big it just it wiped your mind?
Yeah, it took everything from me. It just...
That must have been so...
Shit! In the bum. The shit goes in the bum and out the bum. Put it in the bum. That's the grub.
You're listening to The Grub.
Welcome back. Ben, we have a great guest.
Yes.
On the podcast tonight. It's comedy festival time. And we have a guest. She's a young comedian, and she has made the national finals at the Raw Comedy Competition. And she's here with her fan, her biggest fan, her biggest supporter, who's really cheering her up. It's her mum, Casey Stewart, and her mum, Sue Stewart.
Hi, guys.
How you doing? How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Casey, how does it feel being in the Raw Comedy National Final?
She is. I've seen all the acts. I've been around to all the Victorian ones, and I went to some in Sydney. She is by far the funniest. Okay. And, you know, definitely get behind her, guys, because this is the beginning of a massive career in comedy.
And where are you from, Casey?
We're from Melbourne. We grew up in Bendigo, but we've moved down to Melbourne to pursue Casey's comedy dream. So get her out in the open mics. And she's only 17, but so I go out to all the rooms with her.
She knows Carl and she knows...
I know Carl. I know Spleen. I knew you, Greg.
Crab Lab.
Yep. So she's living her dream and she is the funniest in the national final. Vote now.
So, Casey, be very exciting to be here. This is your first comedy festival?
Yeah.
So it's your first comedy festival of many to come.
I'm excited.
First
comedy festival of many to come.
Yeah, so you can, we can just talk. We don't have to be so on.
It's fun. It's like...
Casey, what drove you to want to do comedy?
Mum drove me.
Yeah, I drove her into... There's one of her jokes, and that's in the set, in the opening set. Yeah, she loves it. She wants to be the best newcomer. She wants to be, because I did comedy back in the day.
She was really funny.
I was one of the wild girls, a sketch group, and then I went out on my own, and I was going to win best newcomer, but it didn't eventuate that way.
You partied too much.
No,
she got pregnant.
Yeah, and then I just sort of didn't, you know, I've moved on to other things. But Casey now is the one. Yeah.
Actually, I remember a video that you did, Sue. Was it
Wild Girls Go Wild?
No, yeah, that one, and Disco Poon.
Disco Poon, very funny. Oh, yeah, when you're
I remember Disco Poon.
You, and your pussy smells a bit.
Mm-hmm. So Casey, is it hard sort of following your mum's footsteps?
Not really. I love comedy and like
she loves comedy.
Yeah.
I gotta just sort of step in for a second here.
Tell them your favorite.
My favorite.
You don't have to.
Yeah. Comedian.
Stop.
Grabbing your daughter.
I'm not grabbing her. She's fine.
It hurts when you do.
Shush. Your favorite comedians are the ones that can help. Dave Hughes. Will Anderson.
Will Anderson.
Yes.
I love Peter Hellier. I think he's so
tweeting.
Funny.
Tweet him now.
I tweeted them.
There's red flags going off all over the place right now for me, because I just want to say, Casey, like, good. The best of luck to you, and I hope that you do well.
I also hope that you enjoy it.
Vote now.
But this is not the kind of industry. This is a terrible industry to get into if your goal is to become rich and successful.
Well, no, she loves comedy and she's going to be the best newcomer. Well, that's and then they take you to Edinburgh. Don't just sit there, okay? I've driven you down here. I drive you around. Don't sit there, darling.
Is this abuse?
Don't sit there, darling.
Embarrassing me.
Okay, throw it back in my face.
You're embarrassing me.
I think we're witnessing
Don't throw it back in my face, darling.
You're embarrassing me.
Your father left.
Okay,
I put everything into this.
I passed the GAMSAT. I want to be a doctor.
No, listen. She's going to be the best newcomer.
Be a doctor.
She's going to be the best newcomer.
So, admittedly, and I'll say this to the audience, and I will apologize for this. We accepted $1,000 from Sue to have her daughter come on this podcast each.
Yeah.
We thought, you know, we'll take your money, but this is clearly what's happening here is you're a psycho parent.
No, Casey's got some funny quips and jokes about growing up in Bendigo.
Growing up in Bendigo.
Give them one. Give them one.
I'm trying. You're hurting me.
She's, do the quips.
She doesn't want to.
Growing up in Bendigo was crazy. Was crazy. Because?
Quicker with the rhythm, with the rhythm that we worked on.
I can't think.
The rhythm that we worked on.
Okay,
I can't endorse this anymore.
My God, don't just sit there and throw this back in my face, Casey.
I'm not mom.
Sue, I can't endorse this anymore. I'm not going to refund your money.
No, I'm not going to refund it.
But
I
can't.
She's pinching me, Dora.
I can't endorse what you're doing, and I can't.
Well, that's. No, well, we'll go to Josh Earl or one of them down. We'll go to Josh Earl down there. Josh! I'll go and see Josh Earl.
Go see Josh Earl. He'll
throw it back
in my... Casey, good luck, and I hope you become a doctor.
Thank you.
Oh, no. There's something in my pants.
There's a poop in my pants. I want to see the poop. It's in my pants. I've done a poop in my pants. And it stinks, mummy. The poop.
I remember the day Princess Diana died, and I thought to myself, they've taken her, they've taken the people's princess.
I remember my parents coming home and telling me that Diana was dead, and I just couldn't believe it. It was the first time that someone I sort of knew on a celebrity or whatever had died, and it was shocking to me. I didn't process.
I remember the day the flame of the candle of the people's princess was blown out.
I was sitting on my own porcelain throne. I was doing a shit.
Yeah.
You don't.
So you.
I don't quite have the memory of that, and I don't. I guess I sort of miss that she was dead. I still thought she was alive, to be honest.
So you've missed the whole. So you're just finding out now that Princess Diana's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were taking a big
shit.
That's
awful. How'd she die?
She was hit, run down like by the paparazzi in a tunnel. It was terrible.
Squished in a
tunnel.
It was
everywhere, actually.
Squished
it was,
in a tunnel.
It was all over the news. And like you could not open a newspaper for what, 3 months?
Yeah.
Without still seeing sometimes.
I mean, 3 months, 4 months. I told you I was taking a really big shit.
And how old were you then? Like, this was like 97?
I was about 7.
Fuck.
That must have been so.
Grub of the week.
Grub of the week.
Hello.
Don't do it. You'll hurt yourself.
You always have a coughing fit when the grub comes
it's
in.
It's not who has a coughing fit.
Edo does.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I don't know. I've been going into the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah, what have you seen?
In Gwig's bum.
Yeah.
Gwig's show's great from his bum.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Can you hear it all?
I can hear most of it.
Do you understand it?
No.
Because it's very intelligent comedy.
Yeah.
You got very high.
I don't really know the politics of it, but I love a giggle. And his bum is in it.
Cool. Well, what would you give it out of 5?
I'll give it 4.
Four stars.
Four pups in a bum.
I feel like I'm letting you live in my bum.
Yeah.
You should just absolutely give me a 5-star review.
No, based on that. Because sometimes you don't back yourself.
Well, you've really cut to the core of me, Grub.
You sometimes
on stage are like, oh, I did that one, didn't go well. And then in your bum I'm thinking I'd take a star off.
This feels like really genuine criticism veiled.
Anyway, as you know, I'm an avid reader.
Yes.
I've read the Comedy Festival program.
Mm-hmm,
and I was a lot of men, women, and clowns.
Clowns.
Yeah.
Do you like a clown?
Yes. I like his best one for me.
Why?
Is that because you're a filthy grub? Is that why you like clowns?
I like the stink of the outfit and the hair. I like to get in that under that wiggy and like have a little swim in that sweat.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I got to go.
Stay.
Okay, I'll stay.
Good.
You can talk amongst yourselves and I'll chip in.
Okay, great.
Well, we need to figure out who Grub of the Week
Steve
is.
Steve Bennett. That's my Grub of the Week.
Steve Bennett.
I don't even
Steve
know
Bennett.
If he's around. I just hate
He's
him.
Around, yeah.
That's for the listeners at home, it's a little inside baseball. Steve Bennett is a comedy reviewer.
So am I.
It's like the Grub. Would say you, the Grub, are a little better than him.
Am I?
I feel like you've given me a more fair.
Okay.
Steve Bennett once gave me a terrible review.
And then you.
It's the only bad review I've ever gotten, actually, like properly bad review.
And you saw him on the street?
I saw him on the street the very next night. And I wasn't even that upset because, in absolute fairness, that show that night was the worst show I'd ever done.
Mm.
And I saw him walking down the street and then he saw me and then he quickly just looked up, looked directly above his head and then just turned around and walked away. Just walked away like a coward.
Yeah, you got to back. You got to stand by what you need.
Last year stand by your man.
Shut up. Maybe Grub could go now.
Okay.
Yeah, Grub can.
Right up your butt.
Sorry.
What does it feel like?
Yeah, what does it feel like?
It's hard to tell the difference between a pre-fart and the grub.
Pre-cum fart.
Pre-cum fart and the grub.
Last year I got drunk and someone told me Steve Bennett's personal Twitter.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I just went through and quote tweeted a bunch, like 10 of his tweets. Like he had stuff like, when do they propose that England will leave in Brexit? And I was like, when do you propose that you can suck my dick? And then I went,
that's mature. Yeah.
I like a proper bullying.
Yeah. It was that's like all of them were just about him sucking my dick. So it will be interesting to see if he comes to my shows.
You might get a group.
I'm happy to.
Maybe just all reviewers.
Yeah.
Yeah, reviewers in
rack
general.
Off.
Just fuck off.
Herald Sun reviewers are especially shit.
Mm.
There's some real bad ones, but.
I just don't care. It's like, I would never agree with anyone. If you're in an Uber pool, you're probably not going to agree with the person next to you.
Yeah.
And it's like, that person could be reviewing you.
So does anyone actually read?
No, they're
not
over.
Convinced.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that anyone reads reviews except for comedians.
Oh, yeah. I don't think for a second that the public read reviews.
No.
And also they don't even understand them because I've had reviews before. You know when you get a 3-star, cuts deep.
Yeah.
Mm. You'd rather a 1 or a 5 or the 3.
Oh, I'd love a 1.
A 1's funny at least, but a 3's just like, oh, yeah, she seemed like, it's always like, she seems like a nice mate you can catch up with at the pub and you're like, I'm going to, like, I want to die.
Yeah. I always get that. Yeah. Like, she's like your best friend.
Mm. Like, well, I don't know why they're saying that about you.
Yeah, they obviously
especially you.
You're a little rat.
I know.
But the general public doesn't, like, your mum will just be like, oh, you got 3 stars.
Yeah.
And they said so no one even cares.
No one cares. No one gives a shit. Reviewers think they're important. They're not. And some of them are just bad at writing too. Mm. That's the crazy thing about reviewers. There's a few, and especially at the Herald Sun, that are just like not very good at writing words.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that they are getting paid to do it.
Mm.
But, you know, good on them.
Yeah.
All reviewers are Grub of the Week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Grub of the Week, all reviewers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's good. Sorry. That's good. Well, thanks, Becky, for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Everyone go see Becky Lucas's show.
She don't need no help.
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
Maybe who else would you like to plug?
Come see our shows.
Yeah, come see.
Greg Larson's got a great show. Ben Russell's got a great show.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's lots of people out there. Don't take a punt. I hate when people say that.
Yeah, don't take a punt.
Don't take a punt.
There's too many. There's a 90% chance if you take a punt, the show will be garbage.
Yeah.
Go
see Cameron James.
Yeah, Cameron James.
Dan Rath.
Dan Rath. Yes, go see Dan Rath, he's hilarious.
All men.
I'm actually making a vow to only see male comedians this year.
That's so brave.
I've actually been thinking I'd love to get an opener. Like, I want to get like an older male comic to be my opener.
Just to rub his face in there.
Well, not even, but just like they genuinely need more help these days.
Get one of those comics lounge guys and give him a hand.
Yeah. I might get like Daryl, what's his face? The guy who he hates me, Daryl.
Daryl Summers hates you?
No, there's a guy in Sydney, Darren Sanders.
Darren Sanders.
Yeah.
Or like Stephen J. Whiteley. Like, imagine if I got Stephen J. Whiteley to open for me.
Throw him a bone.
Yeah, well, he needs it. Because they are the ones that need it these days.
Mm,
yeah.
That's true.
They're over.
True. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Please subscribe. Tell your friends. Pay money to the Patreon. There's stuff that we cut from this episode that's in the Patreon. So listen.
Goal.
Pay us money. We love you all. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hi, thank you.
Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. I just want to double check on the note it says no onions.
Mm-hmm.
And just for you want your pussy. This is so hard. This is so tough. Okay.
You can do it.